We've got a radar track showing.
What do you have?
4 miles.
We've got it on SATCOM 1.
We have those in 10-mile sectors. We need to check them every 2 minutes. That frequency is secured. I repeat, that frequency is secured.
Yes, sir.
Confirmed,
Roger that.
Confirmed, 139er.
You are listening to Radar Atlanta.
Radar Atlanta.
Radar Atlanta.
Stand by.
You're listening to an exclusive Radar interview. I'm Chris, sitting down with Jordan and Andrew from the band Vera Vera and Swink Motel. What's going on, guys?
Doing good, dude.
Thanks for coming down here. Good to have you guys on the show. Right. Now, tell us about the history of Vera Vera and its formation. How did that all come about?
Basically, from the beginning, it started as we never had like a proper place to record, and I didn't even have a computer for like 2 years. And when I finally got one, it was a Mac, so I had GarageBand, and we kind of, you know, had like the access to record like at the house. And we basically like picked up, you know, we had a 4-track mixer from like old recording days with Swank, and I made it like a couple of songs. Just it started as like nothing like serious at all, and then, you know, I kind of brought it to Makai, and he liked it, and he put, you know, his verse on what would become Strangers. And that's really, those two songs were made, like, about, like, 3 years ago. And then we made those, and it was kind of, like, not very serious, and we were doing Swank anyways. That was, like, the main thing, so we kind of just, like, let it go. And then, I guess recently, within, like, a little less than, like, a year ago, or maybe, like, a little over 6 months ago, we got like some blog attention just randomly. I had the songs on like SoundCloud or something, and some New York like DIY blog gave us some good reviews, and we kind of like wanted to touch back into it. So that's how the EP that's up now came about.
Nice. The music is described as ghost pop and electronic garage rock. What made you decide to go into that direction of music with Vera Vera?
I don't know, Jordan kind of came up with ghost, like the concept of ghost pop. I don't know if you want to expand on that.
Yeah, we were just kind of looking for like less of what I guess what Swank was, but I mean, it's still like the undertones and stuff, you know, like it's got like the pop and kind of garage aspect. And then I just kind of started messing around with like, you know, the synthesizer stuff. And that's where it kind of came about. And then, you know, people were doing a lot of electronic music now, obviously. And I wanted to do something kind of like that, but different. And I was never like, honestly, like I said, like trying to like, it was never like anything serious from the beginning. So what came about just really came about, like, you know, out of just experimenting.
Yeah.
So.
But we still kept kind of the heavy guitar undertones with that garage, like, you know, it's still guitar heavy, but yeah, it's got the synth background type thing.
Also, I recently saw an article on Latest Disgrace. They did a write-up of the 5-track EP. How do you feel about that? It sounded like they had a lot of good things to say about it.
Yeah, I mean, we actually had a, when we released the Strangers, basically it was like a single with the B-side of Wake Up, and Latest Disgrace gave us a good review on that too, and then he gave us an awesome review on the 5-track. I mean, he's said nothing but good things. He's just given us a lot of support, and I mean, honestly, like, I would consider us like unknown. Like, no one even like in Atlanta knows who we are, but at least that, you know, like that good, you know, a lot of like good things I feel like have come out of that. We've been getting a lot of a lot more attention, at least online, and you know, show offerings and stuff through that, I would say. So I was really happy about it.
Yeah, definitely seemed to pick up a lot of momentum within the last few months or since you started up. Do you think part of that might be because of the fact that you were pretty well known from Swink Motel, and that kind of carried over to your success? You think that's possibly the cause of that?
I mean, I guess I would say maybe, but I never thought that we were really, you know, that we never really had that much attention from Swank anyway. So we kind of always, we've been struggling with that for like, you know, for years, especially because every time that we would catch some momentum with Swank, we would end up losing like a key member, which just, it got really frustrating and stuff with that. But yeah, I mean,
I feel, well, the only good thing that's come out of that, well, the connection is, we know all, like Jordan said, we had a bunch of falling outs of the band, so we had to kind of restart Swank Motel like 4 times.
Wow.
And yeah, so the only good thing is we've been around for a while, so people know the name.
Yeah.
And we know, like, all the booking agents through that, so that's...
Yeah, we met a lot of cool, like, people in bands, you know, all around the city, and a lot of, like, the booking agents, so it's easier for us to say, like, hey, you know, we were in this band, so we've played shows before, like, it's not, like, you know, gonna be, like, just, you know, going up there and...
Yeah.
And, like, they don't know, like, if we're, like, some fucking kids that, you know, could have just, like, recorded a couple of songs, you know, and then don't know how to play live or anything like that, so.
Yeah, you guys definitely had some recognition, and so I'm really excited for the full-length album. So this is the EP, so 5 tracks mm-hmm. from this are going to go on to the full-length. When do you possibly see that coming out?
Right now, not set in stone. I don't know. Probably gonna release one more single with probably a B-side, possibly another EP that would lead up to it, and then start, you know, playing shows. So the full length probably isn't gonna come out, honestly, until I would say, you know, at least 6 months.
Do you have any shows coming up that you know of, any dates that you can think of?
We don't. We had a falling out with a little bit. We're not really a falling out, but just didn't work out with one of the members. And so we were actually planning on playing our first show about a month ago. And now we're going to probably definitely postpone that till at least midsummer. Just working, you know, little kinks out and stuff. And continuing to write.
Yeah, so now we're just basically trying to rehearse all of this live. Like, you know, you get the... synths in the background, and you know, have 2 guitars, a couple of us singing, drummer and bass. So we're just doing that for right now.
What is the major difference between going to studio and recording this album, or what you've worked on so far, to going on stage and making that happen once again, but a live performance? Is there a huge difference in that?
I would say there kind of is, but I mean, not really. What's cool with this, and especially for those first 5 tracks that we've decided to release for so far, a lot of the songs I wrote in the studio, basically. So like, they would start with you know, guitar and or like a playing like drum beats, and then like, you know, trying to come up with like a bass line or you know, guitar riff over that, which would eventually you know, turn into like the full song, with experimenting with like, you know, synth overtones, which, you know, kind of add the pop, a little bit of like a dark pop aspect to it.
And we kind of talked about this briefly, but I want to ask you, this relates to just band members that don't quite work out. What are the biggest obstacles for you in a band? What things you guys come across on a daily basis, or however often it happens, that just kind of like, this is something else you have to work through?
I would say, I don't know, multitude of things, like people's schedules, just like having people that fit, you know. I mean, most of us have been playing together for a while, so it's kind of easy for us to kind of just play together. So,
all right, so I just got a few questions to ask you guys. These are kind of just more humorous questions. If you could speak to one type of animal, what would it be and why?
I'll let you take that one.
Probably be a bird, because, you know, send long-distance messages. Actually, no, that was terrible. We have cell phones.
You send a message, like the Flintstones, like a little note to the, you know. All right, if you can go back in time into a time machine, what year would you go back into, and why would you pick that year?
Oh, man, I don't know. Probably the 20s.
That's a really dumb question.
Probably the 20s or something. I don't know. It would be cool.
Yeah.
No, I think, like, early 80s would be pretty cool, like late 70s, early 80s, because, I don't know, like they were, you know, technology's coming up, the music was awesome.
Cocaine was big back then.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically, I was going to go back in the 80s.
It was probably pretty cheap, too.
I'm old enough to where I could say I grew up in the 80s, unfortunately, and yeah, definitely for me, you know, 80s would be a cool decade to go back into. You know, the rise of cocaine, you had Skinny Ties, you had Elf, Max Headroom on TV.
Yeah.
So not too bad. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up, though. I want to ask you guys where people can find you online. Where can we go to listen to your music, to get a hold of you, and just to find out what's going on with Vera Vera and Swank Motel?
Oh, man, we're everywhere. I would say Facebook and... Facebook and the Bandcamp are probably the best ones. And Facebook's going to be more for, you know, updates on, like, you know, show listings and stuff. Whereas, you know, yeah, I try and keep those both together. Like, if I'm releasing anything new on the Bandcamp, it's going to be immediately, like, talked about on the Facebook. So that would be Facebook.com/VeraVeraMusic. And then the Bandcamp is just veravera.bandcamp.com. We're also on Twitter at veraveramusic, and the same goes for Instagram at veraveramusic. So it's all the same one. It's all easy to find. We're also on SoundCloud too. I'm not exactly sure what that backslash is, but it's all over.
All right, well, there you go. Thanks again, guys, for coming out here, and we're going to go ahead and play a song from you. What song do you think I should play off the five-track EP? There's so many that I like, but just if you had to pick one, which probably is kind of hard to do, but whatever, what would that be?
Man, I don't know. Everyone seems to like I was actually, that's what I was like kind of surprised about, because everyone that's featured the EP or whatever has picked a different song to feature, so I don't know, man, whichever you want.
This is Vera with The System on Radar Atlanta. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.